Well now, a group's been formed with the aim of recreating that Bideford to Barnstable line for real. It's called the Northern Devon Railway Development Alliance. Roger Blake can tell us more. Morning, Roger.
Good morning.
I will get that right in a second. The Northern Devon Railway Development Alliance have done it.
First time.
Why are you keen to make this happen?
Well, we feel that Bideford and the surrounding area suffered a transport injustice in 1965 when it lost its passenger services, and the area has undoubtedly struggled ever since. The irony is that the track remained in place for freight for the best part of another two decades, during which time there were numerous attempts to find a way of saving some sort of passenger service, even if it was only a single carriage shuttle service to and from Barnstable, but that came to nothing. And what we seem to have lit up is a huge appetite locally for bringing Bideford's railway back. So we're responding to that.
What route might it take?
The likelihood, I mean, we're in the very early days and there's years of detailed studies ahead of us, but the likelihood is that because there was a railway there once, there is still a very largely still intact alignment still in place, then that will be clearly one of the options that will be looked at very closely. But in order to test that that, in fact, is the best option in one way or another, we have to look at other possibilities. So a large part of the answer to the question, which route, is driven by which objective or objectives do you wish to serve? So if the overriding priority was to say, we want to get from Bideford to Exeter inside 60 minutes, then you probably wouldn't go round the coastal route via Barnstable. You'd look to carve out a brand new direct route due east of Bideford and join the existing, what we call Tarka line, somewhere, some way south of Barnstable. However, that has all kind of downsides, not least the geography, the fact you'd miss out Barnstable. We work to the general principle that most travel is local. There is huge capacity, transport capacity and congestion issues in that Northern Devon area between Barnstable and Bideford. And so that is why a railway of some sort is being looked at, not just to connect those two places, but from Bideford via Barnstable to Exeter, so that you're catching a number of different travel markets, if you like. You're satisfying a number of objectives, meeting a range of different needs.
How excited should we get about this, Roger? How likely is this to happen?
Well, from the mood of that meeting in the Royal Hotel in Bideford, literally a fortnight ago, I would say that there are very good grounds for slowly but surely getting increasingly excited about this, because the general tone of the remarks made by people who understand about this kind of thing and have done it before nationwide is that it's not a case of why should this happen, although that question needs to be answered. It's a case of, okay, so what do we have to do to actually make it happen? And provisionally, and it's very, very provisionally, but we've kind of pulled the flag up the mast and see how many shoot it or salute it, we have said October 2040, which sounds a hell of a long way away, would actually be the 75th anniversary of closure. How about we mark that 75th anniversary with a celebration of a reopening? And I've been amazed, actually, that some people have said, it doesn't need to take that long, Roger, get on with it.
What about the route from Barnstable to Ilfracombe? Is that just as important?
It is undoubtedly important locally. There's no getting away from that. The fact of the matter is that one of the first things that has to be looked at is the sheer scale of population that a new rail link or station would serve. And the kind of guide price, if you like, is a population cluster of around 25,000. Now, you can say, well, Okehampton's nothing like that big. No, but it already had a railway. Tavistock's nothing like that big, no, but it's already got an established route. It's only 5 miles. Yes, it's true that Ilfracombe is only about as distant in a straight line from Barnstaple as Biddeford, but it's only got a fraction of the population. It's only around 10,000. If you roll what we call Greater Biddeford together, so that's Biddeford including East the Water plus Northam, Appledore, Westward Ho, you're talking about 40,000. I mean, there's umpteen different ways of these things being calculated, but the fundamental point is that Biddeford is the largest single community in the southwest without a railway.
And you've got MPs on board for this. So what's next?
It's very good to have local MP support. That is absolutely vital, along with a whole span of other support, whether it's county council, district council, town and parish councils, and we're harvesting the lot. What's next is that we have to get locked into the formal processes of various stages, and this all sounds terribly tedious, but it's a necessary evil, business case development. So what we're looking at the moment is the first stage, which is called a strategic outline business case, and that addresses the strategic question of why do you want to do this? Why is this the best way of addressing the challenges, the various economic, social, environmental challenges that Biddeford and the surrounding area faces, not just now, but given that, you know, this is some years away, what will that area look like by the time the railway opens? And it's clearly a still growing area, and its prospects are hampered by its lack of connectivity, its peripherality, if you like.
Roger, it's been great to have you on the show this morning. Thank you so much for telling us all about the Northern Devon Railway Development Alliance. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Roger Blake there.